Previously on The Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
What are you?
I'm a vampire.
That noise!
What noise?
What the hell? Caroline!
I can give Caroline some blood.
No, no way.
It's just enough to make her heal.
Do it.
So the Black Sheep returns.
Tyler?
Who's the guy with Carol?
Mayor's younger brother, Mason Lockwood.
Damon, I care about you. I do, but I'm not Stefan.
Elena, what's going on here?
No, Damon! No! Why do I look like Catherine?
You are not Catherine. You are the opposite of everything that she was.
Elena, what are you doing here?
My name is Catherine. I was hoping you could give the Salvatore brothers a message for me. Game on.
What?
Catherine smothers Caroline with a pillow. Caroline lies in a private room at the hospital. Her eyes slowly open, then she sits up with a start. She walks out to the nurse's station where a nurse is doing paperwork.
Excuse me? Where is everyone?
It's the middle of the night, hon.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you seen my mom?
She left after dinner with your boyfriend, and then your friend Elena stopped by.
She did? Yeah, she did. But she said her name was Catherine. Can I just get something to eat?
Breakfast comes around 7,
but I'm hungry.
You should go back to sleep.
The nurse carries on with her work. Caroline sighs and walks away.
What is that smell?
Back to bed.
Caroline stands by the door to her room. She leans against the wall breathlessly. She sees a bag of blood hanging from a stand by a patient's bed. She slowly walks towards it in a trance-like state. Caroline stares at the bag of blood, her mouth slightly open. The nurse walks up.
What are you doing in here?
I don't know.
You need to go back to bed.
The nurse follows her back to her room. Caroline sits on the bed and the nurse goes. Caroline keeps her eyes on the door, then holds up the bag of blood, which she took from the stand. A tube pokes out of the top of the bag. Caroline slowly puts her lips to it. She sucks up some of the blood, then starts to retch. She throws the bag away and gags. Distressed, she clutches her hair. She looks at the bag of blood. Some blood has leaked out onto the floor. Caroline crawls over to the bag and drinks voraciously. The Vampire Diaries. A big sign in town reads, Mystic Falls High School Annual Carnival. Kids come and go organizing things. By some stalls, Bonnie is with Elena, who has a clipboard.
And Catherine looked just like him. It was freakish.
She is my ancestor.
Hey, I moved the student booth into the cafeteria.
Your vampire ancestor. And she didn't just resemble you like a family member would. She was you.
I don't know. I can't explain it, okay? It's creepy. It's all I got.
Well, how do you know she's not still out there pretending to be you?
I don't. What? I could sit here and be tortured by them not knowing, or I could get these prizes through the ring toss.
Well, have you talked to Damon since he killed Jeremy, or... or tried to kill Jeremy?
No, I haven't, and I won't, and I don't want to talk about Damon or anything else that's vampire related, okay?
Copy that.
I'm human, and I have to do human stuff, otherwise I'm gonna go crazy.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'll focus. We have to make Caroline proud, or she will kill us. I know how she does this all the time.
Well, because she's not human, obviously.
It's the same as the bracelet Elena gave you.
So it protects me from compulsion.
Ravain is toxic to vampires.
You mean like poison?
Yeah, it's very poisonous. It'll keep them out of your head.
But why Ravain?
I don't know. There's certain natural herbs and roots and other elements that are just harmful to vampires.
Like a stake to the heart?
Right, but it has to be wood.
You're pretty confident in yourself telling me all the different ways I could kill you.
Jeremy, if I thought you wanted to kill me, we'd be having a much different conversation.
Huh? Yeah, Damon is the one that deserves it.
I want you to forget about Damon, all right? He's 100 times stronger than you, and right now he's not stable. Gotta try to move forward.
I was killed by a vampire and brought back by a magic ring. How do you move forward from that?
Right, well, today we have a nice little distraction courtesy of the slave driver, Elena. Hello, Elena.
Hey, do you...
Yeah, I set up the goldfish toss, all 300 goldfish. It's gonna be epic.
Jeremy slams his locker door and walks off.
Yeah, he's gonna be all right. He's just been through a little bit of an ordeal.
I was just hoping that this carnival would reel him back into the land of high school teenager.
Oh, is that what we're doing here?
Yes, we all are. We're gonna be boring high school students who live in a world where the B word is not uttered.
Got it.
And then later you're gonna take me to the Ferris wheel. We're gonna ride to the very top. Then you're gonna kiss me, and my heart will flutter like a normal high school girl. Do you see a running theme here?
Yeah, no, I'm seeing it. I'm liking it, but I have a quick question. What do we do about Damon?
No. D word, okay? That has been deleted from the list of topics that we can discuss.
Unfortunately, Catherine showing up has him a little bit of an odd place, a little off kilter, kind of dangerous. Who knows what he's up to?
He's with Carol Lockwood.
So, I understand John Gilbert has left town. Have they found the vampire that attacked him?
Well, the sheriff has asked me to take the lead on that, and I promise you I will get to the bottom of it.
Which brings me to my next subject. With Richard gone, I'll be acting as interim mayor until the elections, and I'm going to need someone to spearhead the council. I'd like that person to be you.
Whatever you need, Carol. As a founding family member, it's something that's very close to me, so I would be honored to help keep this town safe from vampires.
Mason and Tyler return from a workout. Carol shuts the doors to the room.
Is it safe to talk?
It's my brother-in-law, Mason. He's still visiting. I just don't want him to hear us. He didn't want any part of the council when he lived here, and I see no reason to bring him into it now.
Damon listens.
What was that, like 7?
6. I don't count the last one. You crawled it.
What?
I think Grandma Lockwood actually passed you in her walker.
Yeah, okay. Shoes off. Mud, my mom.
Cool. Nate.
Mason sits.
So all this anger and aggression you're talking about, do you notice the difference when you exercise?
Dude, I play 3 varsity sports. I work out 4 times a week and run 3. I'm gonna say no.
Do you have episodes? I mean, what happens exactly?
Starts out normal. I mean, get angry, typically over nothing. I'm an angry guy, you know, it just amplifies and then I go off.
You black out?
Yeah. It's like I go blind with rage.
Is there a pattern? Like, once a month, a late night?
All I know is I lose myself, you know? For that time, I become something else. And I hate it.
Morty? Damon?
Oh, yes, please. Thank you, Carol.
Caroline's sitting up in bed, rays of sunlight shining through a gap in the curtains. She tentatively reaches out her right hand so the sunlight touches it. Her hand steams as if it's burning. She grimaces in pain and pulls it away. Matt comes in with a tray of food and drink.
Your mom said you're not eating.
That's gross.
It's hospital food. It's supposed to be gross.
He leans down to her, but the light is in front of his face, so she moves back.
She also said you're getting released tomorrow morning.
Morning? I need to get out tonight.
No. The carnival's gonna happen without you, Caroline. I know it's hard for your neurotic, control-freak personality to process, but Bonnie and Elena have it.
I'm not neurotic.
Yeah, you are, but it's cute, so...
Like, it's not about the carnival, okay? It's just that this place is just really depressing.
It's because you're sitting in the dark.
No, don't!
He opens the curtains and she backs against a wall.
What the hell?
Close it, please.
What's wrong with you?
Close it.
He closes the curtains, blocking out the light.
Hey. I'll just come back later, okay?
Distraught, she nods. Matt goes. Caroline grits her teeth desperately and sinks down to the floor.
Care for one?
No, thank you.
Not hungry. Just ate.
Aren't you worried that one day all the forest animals are going to band together and fight back? I mean, surely they talk.
I'm just happy that's a blood bag and not a sorority girl supplying your dinner.
Damon smiles.
I like this. You walking on eggshells around me because you think I'm going to explode. It's very suspenseful. Is Elena worried too? I bet I'm your every conversation.
Have you heard from Catherine?
Damon frowns.
I think the Lockwoods have a family secret. Because the Gilbert device affected them, but they didn't. So they're not vampires or something else.
Is this your new obsession?
Oh, you'd rather some unknown supernatural element running rampant in our town. Fine, I'll drop it.
We haven't seen the last of Catherine. You do know that, right? We have no idea what she's up to.
Sure we do. She came back to profess her undying eternal love for you. So I'm gonna let you deal with her. Because I have more important things to do, like explode.
Cheers.
Damon walks off. At the hospital, Caroline gets ready to leave. She puts on earrings, then a silver necklace. She pulls down the hospital gown, and the necklace touches her skin, burning her. Her mouth gapes and she rips the necklace off, throwing it aside. She looks in the mirror. She's burnt. The nurse picks up the necklace.
That's pretty.
Caroline covers her burn.
Yeah, my friend gave it to me.
Caroline remains with her back to the nurse, who goes. When the nurse is gone, she has a drink of blood from a new bag. Caroline stares into the mirror and notices her face changing. Her skin darkens and roughens. She holds her hands up to her face and covers her mouth. She pulls her hand away to reveal long, pointed vampire fangs. Her mouth gapes.
What's wrong?
Caroline pins the nurse to the wall.
You can't tell anyone! Tell anyone!
She stares into her eyes.
I can't tell anyone. You'll do what I say.
I'll do what you say.
Caroline bares her fangs.
Because I'm starving.
Caroline bites the nurse's neck and feeds on her blood. The carnival is in full swing. The big wheel turns and brightly lit funfair rides spin. Elena's with Bonnie.
The ring toss is out of Bart and Homer dolls and Team Jacob tees.
Okay, I can grab some from the science club. Also, we lost a speaker in the karaoke booth.
Hey, all good, Elena. Take a beat, look around. This is a huge success.
You mean I can do more than just wreak vampire havoc?
Go figure.
A fit carnival guy.
Hey, Carter, right? You're with the carnival.
Could that be me?
Okay, great.
Wow. What do you need, beautiful?
What do you know about karaoke speakers?
Why don't you show me the problem?
Yeah, Bonnie. Show them the problem. Okay. Come on.
Come on.
Mason walks into Mayor Lockwood's study. He goes to a bookcase and peers behind a photograph. He looks between a few books. He goes to the desk, moves the chair out of the way, and goes through a drawer. As he does so, Tyler comes in and watches him.
What are you doing?
Huh? No, I'm just killing time, waiting for you. You looking for something?
Well, yeah, actually. You know where I can find any family artifact stuff? The heirlooms?
You blew through your trust fund already?
I did that when I was 22. No, I'm just looking for this old piece of my mom's. My dad gave it to her when they got married. It was sentimental value. Probably passed down to your dad, should still be in the house here somewhere.
What's it look like?
It's a moonstone. It's about the size of a hockey puck. Old, ugly, minimal monetary value.
Hey man, whatever. Ask my mom, I guess.
Yeah, cool, I'll do that. You ready?
Yeah.
Mason walks out. Tyler follows him, then stops and looks back into the room thoughtfully. At the carnival, Damon walks up to Jeremy, who's buying popcorn.
Jeremy! So good to see you alive.
Aren't you a little old for a high school carnival?
150 years too old.
Oh, you're pretty funny cracking jokes when I could, I don't know, blow the whole lid off this thing by telling someone what you really are.
Damon frowns, puts his arm around Jeremy's shoulder, and forces him to one side.
So please tell me that that is not a threat.
Well, maybe it is.
Jeremy shows Damon his ring, and Damon puts him in a headlock.
This is what we're not going to do. We're not going to walk around like we're invincible when it's this easy for me to end you.
Damon shoves Jeremy away.
If you want to tell people what I really am, go ahead and try.
He has the ring.
I will shove this ring so far up your ass, you really have something to choke on.
He throws the ring at Jeremy and walks off. Now dressed, Caroline's on the phone.
The doctor said I'm good as new. He signed me out, and he said I didn't have to wait till morning, so call me when you get this. It's dark, thank God.
The nurse has a dressing on her neck.
I'm so sorry about that. Okay, now what's the story?
My husband likes to get kinky.
Yes, good. Okay, so I'm gonna take off. I'm the committee chair for the carnival, and I'm worried it's a complete disaster. I mean, God bless Elena. She does not understand the word fabulous. Once again, I'm so sorry about that, and if you could just forget that I bit you, that would be great, because I'm going to.
Forget what?
I don't know how that works, but it's brilliant.
Tyler's in an arm wrestling contest with the guy at the carnival.
Wow, you're lurking.
I'm observing.
More like obsessing.
Tyler wins.
He's got strength.
He's a triple letter varsity athlete. Of course he has strength. You're reaching.
I bet I can take you.
Enter the uncle.
Bring it out, surfer boy.
This is ridiculous.
Mason locks hands with Tyler and they wrestle. Mason holds Tyler's arm upright. Their arms shake, then Mason slams Tyler's arm down.
Is that it? All right, he's a champ. Who wants to go next?
Hey, Stefan wants to go. Yeah, sure, I'll give it a shot. Huh?
Go, Steph.
Get him, Steph.
My brother over there thinks I can beat you.
Your brother's wrong.
Their hands locked, Stefan and Mason eye each other confidently. Stefan frowns as Mason beats him. Damon looks fed up.
Fuck! You didn't put in any effort at all.
Yeah, actually, I did.
Damon raises his eyebrows.
Come with me.
Stefan and Damon go to a quiet spot. Nearby, Carter's fixing something. Damon frowns.
Is he?
No, it wasn't that kind of strength, but it was more than human, if that makes any sense.
What is up with that family?
They're not vampires. What the hell are they?
Ooh,
maybe they're Ninja Turtles.
You're not funny.
Or no, zombies, werewolves.
No comedic timing at all.
Damon looks at Carter.
What? What do you have to do?
Since it's just reality, and there's no such thing as werewolves or combat turtles.
But it's a Ninja Turtle.
Hey, hey, you.
I have a name.
Yeah, I don't care.
What?
Damon compels him.
I need you to pick a fight with someone. Kid named Tyler Lockwood.
Damon, don't do this.
It's just an experiment. Get him mad. Don't back down, no matter what he does, okay?
I won't back down.
I know you won't.
Damon pats Carter on the back and he walks off in a trance. Damon smiles.
You do realize somebody's gonna get hurt, right?
No, someone's gonna get mad, as in rage.
Well, what's that gonna accomplish?
That Tyler kid is incapable of walking away from a fight. Let's see who intervenes. Maybe it's the ambiguously supernatural mystery uncle.
Damon casually strolls along a school hallway. He turns and sees Caroline. He frowns.
Oh, hey, Blondie. They let you out?
He walks on.
I remember.
He turns to her.
What do you remember?
I remember how you manipulated me. You pushed me around, abused me, erased my memories, fed on me.
You're crazy.
Well, the memories have been coming back in pieces.
You can't remember. It's impossible. I mean, unless you were becoming a...
He walks up to her and frowns quizzically.
I have a message from Catherine.
Caroline steps closer.
She said game on.
Wait.
Caroline spins round and knocks Damon back down the hallway.
You suck.
She walks off.
Elena.
What do you want, Damon?
I know I'm the last person you want to see right now, but I need you to come with me.
Whatever it is, I'm not interested.
Yeah, I need you to come with me right now, Elena.
Elena frowns and reluctantly follows Damon. Stefan walks away from the carnival. Tyler wanders through a car park, busy texting on his mobile phone. He bumps into Carter, coming the other way.
Watch where you're going.
You got a problem?
Yeah, you walked right into me.
What are you going to do about it?
You're kidding, right? Better back off.
Carter shoves him.
You hit me again, I swear to God.
The two grapple and Mason intervenes.
Hey! Tyler! Hey! What the hell, man?
Carter advances and Mason grabs him by the throat. Carter punches Mason and throws Tyler. Mason jumps over Carter. Tyler sees Mason's features becoming vampiric.
Your eyes.
Mason punches Carter to the ground, then helps Tyler up.
What?
Mason and Tyler run off. Stefan saw the scuffle and runs over to Carter.
You all right, man? Why did I just do that?
You were just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Caroline finds Matt at the carnival.
What are you doing here?
They discharged me. All better.
How do you feel?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah, because earlier you were a little...
I'm all better. All better.
Okay. You want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
She throws a hoop, breaking bottles.
Whoa. Hey, nice shot, killer.
They must have already been broken.
They hug, and she looks hungrily at his neck.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
I gotta go.
I don't care. Wait. Are you okay? I mean, you need to
go back? No, just leave me alone.
Damon, Stefan, and Elena.
How did this happen?
Well, I fed her blood. Catherine obviously killed her. And A plus B equals?
But why?
Because Catherine is a manipulative, nasty little slut.
And she said game on? I mean, what does that even mean?
I mean, she's playing dirty. She wants us to know.
But why Caroline?
I don't know.
Caroline must be completely out of her mind. She has no idea what's happening to her.
Oh, I think she does. All of my compulsion from the past started wearing off the minute she was in transition.
We have to find her.
Yep. And kill her.
You're not going to kill Caroline.
She knows who we are. She's officially a liability. We got to get rid of her.
Damon. Absolutely not.
Need I remind you of a tragic little story of a girl named Vicky Donovan? Yeah. Caroline, of all people, will not make it as a vampire. Mother's a vampire hunter. Guys, come on. We all know how this story ends. We'll just flip to the last chapter and...
It's not an option, Damon.
No? Your silence is deafening, Stefan. Wait, wasn't there a school carnival the night you staked Vicky?
Stefan looks down.
Talking about a town where history repeats itself. You know I'm right.
Stefan gets up and jabs a finger towards Damon.
We're not gonna kill her.
He goes. Elena follows him out.
It's the only way.
Caroline stands alone at the carnival, weeping. She looks around and sees Carter nearby, dabbing his bleeding nose with a handkerchief. Seeing the blood, she struggles with her vampiric urges. Carter notices her.
Hey, is everything okay?
I'm so sorry.
What?
She races over to him at superhuman speed and sinks her fangs into his neck. She pushes him back onto the low loader he's sitting on and looks down at him. Her face smeared with blood, she attacks him again. Matt and Bonnie.
She's obviously pissed at me for something, but for what? No clue.
What happened?
She freaked out. She's been like that all day. Cool one minute and crazy neurotic the next.
She almost died. It's bound to mess with her head. Plus, she's Caroline.
Yeah, I'm used to the insecurities and all that, you know? It's who she is, love it or hate it, but This seemed, I don't know, different. More. I can't explain it.
He looks thoughtful and shakes his head. As Damon walks through the carnival, he spots a wooden stake securing a rope to the ground. He goes over and picks the stake up. Stefan and Elena walk through the carnival.
You agree with Damon, don't you? Stefan. Stefan. Hey.
Damon's right. Not about what we should do, but about what's going to happen. Catherine all of a sudden, Caroline's death sentence.
Well, we can't let it end that way. She's doing this to me, isn't she?
Actually, she's doing it to me.
He folds his arms and shakes his head bitterly. Tyler and Mason.
All right, we're home. Safe territory. Enough with the silence.
Told you to leave it alone.
What was that move you pulled?
Brazilian martial arts. I took some classes a while back.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying.
I saw something.
Mason marches over to Tyler.
You didn't see anything.
I saw your eyes. They glowed.
Reflection of a car headlight, maybe, that's all.
Reflection of a car headlight.
Yes.
You really expect me to believe that?
Tyler!
Hey!
You want to know what you saw? You saw me get pissed off that I had to pull your delinquent ass out of a fight.
Mason gives him a superior look and Tyler lowers his gaze, then gives a, yeah, whatever, sort of nod, and goes. Stefan and Elena.
Where could she be?
Stefan looks round.
What is it? Do you hear her? What's going on, Stefan? What is it?
Blood. I can smell blood.
Damon finds a tearful and blood-stained Caroline sitting on the low loader beside the body of Carter.
He's dead. I killed him.
Damon regards her thoughtfully.
What's wrong with me?
Hey. Hey, it's okay. I can help you.
You can?
Yeah, I have to.
Something occurs to her.
What are you going to do?
The only thing I can do.
He gently brushes her blonde hair away from her face.
I'm going to kill you.
He grips the wooden stake in his right hand. Caroline climbs down off the low loader.
Please don't. I don't want to die.
Yeah, but you're already dead.
No, I'm not. Don't say that, okay? Just help me.
Okay.
Okay, just...
Okay.
Help me, please.
Okay.
Please, please.
Okay. It's gonna be okay.
He hugs her.
It's the only way.
Stefan knocks the stake from his grasp.
Stefan!
Get away from me! You killed me!
No, Caroline, that wasn't me. You know that. That was Catherine.
No, then why did she look like you? And why? Why did she do this to me?
Stefan, we gotta get her inside.
Sorry, Caroline. Come with me.
She will die. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, maybe so, but it's not gonna happen tonight.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Damon grabs the stake up. Elena leaps in front of Caroline to protect her.
Damon, she's my friend.
Damon considers, then wags an admonishing finger at Elena.
Whatever happens, it's on you.
He goes. Bonnie appears and sees Caroline's bloody face.
You gotta clean that, Caroline?
It's okay, come on.
No. You're not. You can't be.
She walks over and grabs Caroline's arm. She looks up at her blood-stained face.
Bonnie.
Bonnie shakes her head.
Oh, God! Bonnie!
Bonnie sees Carter's body on the low loader. Elena ushers Caroline away and goes over to Bonnie, who regards the body sadly and bows her head. Stefan ushers Caroline into a washroom and starts cleaning her up.
Sorry, come here.
She hates me. Bonnie hates me.
No, she's just in shock, Noah, okay?
And what about that?
Shh. One thing at a time, let's just get this blood cleaned off. Come on.
I'm a murderer. I'm a monster.
Excuse me. Your emotions are heightened right now. It's part of the transformation. It's completely normal. I promise you, okay?
John, why does this keep happening to my face? I'm hideous.
Caroline, look at me. Look at me. Look at my face. Look at my face. Shh, shh.
Look. See that? You see that? Yeah. When you feel the blood rush in, you tell yourself that you're gonna get through it, that you're strong enough. Yes, yes. No matter how good it feels to give yourself over to it, you fight it off, you bury it. Watch me. That's the only way you're gonna survive this thing, Troy.
The rush of blood to Caroline's eyes subsides, and she calms down.
Why did Catherine do this to me?
Stefan shakes his head.
I don't know. I wish I did. Hey. I promise you, I will not let anything happen to you. Come here.
He hugs her, Bonnie and Elena.
I can't believe this is happening.
Come on, don't pout about it. You got a body to bury.
Damon has a shovel.
I thought you were calling the shots. No? Sucks to be you, buddy.
Bonnie exerts some sort of psychic power over Damon, and he crumples to the ground, clutching his face. She causes a nearby tap to turn on, and water gushes from the hosepipe attached to it. Damon writhes on the ground.
I told you what would happen if anyone else got hurt.
I didn't do this!
Bonnie, it wasn't his fault. Everything that happens, it's his fault, Elena. Bonnie, what are you doing?
As the water trickles towards Damon, it ignites like petrol.
Bonnie, stop it! Bonnie, stop it!
The flames set fire to Damon's trousers.
Bonnie, stop it! You're gonna kill him!
Damon frantically beats at the flames with his hands.
Bonnie! Hey! Why did you stop me? Because this isn't us. Bonnie, this can't be us. Come on.
The flames subside. Elena leads Bonnie away, and Damon gasps with relief.
Hey.
Caroline's okay for now. I'm gonna check in on her later.
What about the guy that she...
It's taken care of.
Damon's right. Isn't he? It won't end well for her.
No, I'm gonna make sure that he's wrong.
I can't believe what this day has turned into. It.
Not your normal day, huh?
It was stupid to think that it could be. I mean, nothing about my life is normal. My best friend is a witch. My boyfriend's a vampire. And I have a doppelganger who's hell-bent on destroying all of us.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault, Stefan. It's no one's fault, you know? It is what it is. I'm fine. It's just... You know what? I'm fine. Okay. I'm gonna call you tomorrow, okay? Good night, Stefan.
Good night.
Carolyn Mason.
I think it's good for Tyler to have you in the house.
I appreciate that, Carol. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I can see if I can dig up that stone you're looking for. It's bound to be tucked away in one of Richard's nooks and crannies.
She goes upstairs as Tyler appears.
Hey, man, you heading up?
In a minute.
Night, Mom.
Night, Tyler.
I'm sorry about earlier. We all good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
Mason wanders off, patting Tyler on the shoulder as he goes. As soon as he's gone, Tyler's demeanor becomes grave. He goes into another room and closes the door behind him. He crosses the room and lifts a rug. Beneath it is a hatch in the floor. He lifts the hatch, exposing a safe set in the floor. He twiddles the combination lock until the safe opens, and he takes out a thick sheaf of paperwork. He reaches into the safe again and takes out a wooden box. He opens the box and finds an opaque white stone, about the size of a chicken's egg, within it. He takes the stone from the box and examines it. He looks around shiftily, then pockets the stone. At Mossy Mance, Damon walks into the living room. He pours himself a drink. Jeremy is waiting for him.
What the hell are you doing here?
You don't lock your front door.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I laced it with vervain.
Damon sniffs the drink, then puts it down.
Now, why would you do that?
So I could stake you? This?
He holds up a wooden stake, then tosses it on the floor.
You came here to kill me?
No, it's only fair you killed me first.
Damon picks up the stake.
I made you wise enough.
My father hated vampires. My uncle, too. They were absolute. They knew exactly what they stood for. I figured maybe I should, too. I mean, stand for something. But killing you, what's that gonna do?
Look, I don't do the Big Brother thing very well. Sorry to have any milk and cookies to offer you.
Jeremy gets up.
Dick.
Wait.
Jeremy looks back and folds his arms.
My father hated vampires, too.
He did?
Same reason your dad did. Only it was 1864. People knew how to whittle.
He holds up the stake.
Did you do this?
Yeah, I tried. It's a little harder than it looks.
Caroline lies awake in bed. Seeing the window open, she leaps up and presses herself against the wall at superhuman speed. Matt clambers in through the window.
What are you doing here?
I came to see if today's basket case period had expired.
You know, you should just go, because my mom's going to be home soon.
You've been dodging me all day. I'm more insecure than you are now.
What do you mean?
It means that you almost died, and it really freaked me out. And it got me thinking, you know, because I'm not in a position where I can lose someone else right now. And I realized that even though today I wanted to throttle you, I'm pretty sure that I'm in love with you. And now it seems like you don't feel the same way.
She looks into his eyes, then cups his face in her hands and kisses him on the lips. They sink into a lingering kiss. They break off and Caroline hugs Matt. As she does so, she gets the vampire blood rush to her eyes. She takes several deep breaths and the blood rush subsides. She looks relieved. Elena lies asleep in bed. Stefan leans over her and kisses her on the forehead. She wakes up. They walk through the deserted carnival together.
Stephanie, what are we doing here? We're gonna get caught.
Well, I compelled the guard to go on break so I could kiss my girlfriend on top of the Ferris wheel.
She looks up as the lights come on the Ferris wheel.
Stephanie.
We have to take these moments, Elena. Right? What Catherine did to Caroline could just be the beginning, and and then there's things with Tyler's family that we don't even understand yet, and there's always a D word, but I came back to this town to start a life with you. We can't forget to live it.
They share a smile. Elena takes his hand in hers and nods. She looks back up at the Ferris wheel.
Stephanie, how are we going to get to the top?
I guess we'll just have to hold on tight.
He puts his arms around her, and they fly up into the air, landing in the topmost seat of the Ferris wheel. Stefan looks into Elena's eyes.
What?
He shakes his head.
It's just so nice to see you laugh.
They share a kiss. The lights of the big wheel sparkle in the night. A sign on the back of their seat warns, "Danger, do not rock seat." Elena suddenly looks serious.
It's not going to get any easier, is it?
Stefan looks away, then down and shakes his head.
No, it's not.
ITFC audio description.
Gosh, Matt couldn't get his head round Caroline at all, could he? Mind you, I think we all would have struggled. Right, Wednesday nights are only about one thing. Essex will be here tomorrow at 10. I can't wait. Evan Almighty is on the way next, though, which is nice.